Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everybody. Caleb Patterson. People be real talk, Midwest muscle in the hizzy. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation. Oh, I said that so fast and so clear. Ooh, in the world. And if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like what, Des?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream, sugar. Is that how you do it?
I tell you what. P4P.com. And now, as we already are, as we do what we do, let's talk.
Let's talk.
So that's where you talk.
That's where you talk more.
Yeah.
Ooh, happy Thursday, everybody. Last Thursday before Christmas. I hope you all are ready.
Yay.
I am not, but that's okay, because I still have two whole shopping days left. Talk about Christmas spirit and planning. But I tell you what, right now I'm feeling all kinds of glamorous. I just got out of the beauty shop, and the hair is all one color again. And there you go. There you have it. How are you doing, Kaylin?
Well, I'm beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. Everywhere we go.
I know we have to get to the show, but did I tell you guys Kaylin sings opera? Did I ever share that with you guys? Because it's true. Kaylin can sing opera. In fact, he did sing opera in his younger days. O'Kellen O'Patterson, yet another hidden talent. Why don't you? So you gave us a little Christmas ditty, but why don't you lay a little opera on us?
Oh, no. I'd break the stick on this phone.
Well, anyway, I guess we'll have to keep working on him on that end of the spectrum. But, you know, you can trust me. He can sing opera. In fact, I've heard him sing a few figaros, but much better than that. And whatever else he was doing. But anyway, so sorry to have missed you guys on Tuesday, but it was my husband's birthday, so we had birthday shenanigans going on. So anyway, I had ice cream, and I did not fall asleep after I ate the ice cream. It was not a post workout treat like the recommendations we were giving for, you know, that holiday meal, but that would be a great example. If you had a birthday celebration, you know, try to work out before you go to the birthday celebration, and then, you know, the cake and ice cream, little slices, little dip will be your post-workout treat. There you have it.
There you have it.
That's advice in motion. Yeah. That's advice in motion. But anyway, totally pumped to be here today because you know what? We have a bikini phenom on the show. And you know that I know that you know that I'm all about bikini. So, Kaylin, set us up for tonight.
Yes. Well, I'm going to just grab everyone's hand. So just walk with me. We're going to take a trip to the woods, okay? And I'm going to make a crystal clear path to make sure that happens.
Over the jungle and through the woods. To grandma's house we go.
No, to Crystalwood's house we go. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to
check
in. Ding dong. Hey. Hey, how's it going, Crystal? This woman is
hello.
Amazing.
You are too much.
How's it going?
And I totally want to hear some of that opera.
See, there we go. See, and I know that you have gotten all kinds of messages already asking about opera. You're just not sharing.
Absolutely.
So when you were talking, I said, Figaro. And I was doing it, and you were talking, so I didn't.
Yeah, right there. Everybody clap. Put your hands together. Did you hear that?
I think we definitely next time we're all in person, I think we definitely need to have like a couple of, 10 minutes and have a little mini concert.
Yeah. So work on that, Kaylin. At the end of the show, be ready to give, a little concerto. But in the meantime, Miss Crystal Woods, bikini competitor extraordinaire, bikini pro, why don't you give our listeners a little background about yourself and let them know who they're going to be hearing from?
Oh, let's see, where to start. Crystal Woods is my name. I'm 43 years old. I'm a mother of two. What?
No, you're not 40.
I am 43.
30
something. Yeah, don't I wish.
Don't
I wish. So 43, mother of two, bikini pro. What? Hello?
Go ahead.
Promoter, board member for the ANBF, I don't know, all around. What is that?
So that is pretty darn awesome. I mean, you started out as a competitor. You worked your way up through the ranks, but then you've totally expanded throughout pretty much the whole realm of natural bodybuilding. So I guess I'm just interested. I don't think I've ever really heard the full story of how you started competing.
Oh, 2012, I decided to quit smoking, and I did cold turkey, and so that I wouldn't start smoking again, I joined a gym, and I didn't realize I was a little bit fluffy, and but I knew I knew I didn't want to gain more weight, and they say when you quit smoking, you do. So I joined a gym. I hopped my little behind on a treadmill, like most women that don't know what they're doing do. And then that's when I got into lifting. I met a trainer, and he was interested in teaching me how to lift and about nutrition, and I was interested in learning, and I just kind of ran with it. And he said, well, you're not that out of shape. You could do a show. And I said, well, what's the show? And he told me, and I said, I'm not interested. I'm just really here to not smoke again. And about a month later, the speed took, and I came back and I said, I'll do it. And I figured it would just give me a goal and something to focus on, and I just dove right in. And from the time I started lifting until 8 months later, I got on stage. And I was addicted. I loved it. It was an amazing atmosphere. I thought going in it was going to be, women are very catty to each other a lot of times, and I thought it was going to be kind of like that, and I was very nervous. It was the first time I was getting on stage asking people to judge me, and as a woman, we don't generally do that. Don't judge me against my peers and tell me that that I don't stand up. And I was in high heels. God knows we all hate the high heels. And
I don't know. I kind of love high heels.
Do you? Oh, my God, I'm horrible in them.
I do. My chiropractor hates that I love high heels, but I do. I don't wear them as much as I used to, but I kind of like them a lot. Anyway, carry on.
All day long. So I'm like a newborn fawn in high heels. But I got to the show, and it wasn't what I expected at all. The women were not catty, and everyone was supportive, and it was just the most intoxicating experience ever, and I had never experienced it in any other realm, whether it be, a sport or what have you. I never experienced that before. So I was addicted. I did one more show after that, and I took a show off season, and I competed again my second season and won my pro card, and I just love it, and I wanted to get more involved and start judging because I like to know how things work, how, when, where, why. I need to know why the cog turns. So I got more involved, and then I was asked to be a part of the ANBF, and I love the ANBF, so I jumped on board with that. And I don't know, I take competing and training and nutrition and how competitors are treated and everything, I take it very personally, I guess. I don't know why, but I do. I think we all work very hard, and you know, we just deserve the best. So that's how I got involved in competing, and I'll probably do it until the day I can't do it anymore.
Which will be until the day you die.
Well, hopefully, as long as I can walk in those high heels.
There you go.
As a chiropractor. As a chiropractor.
Uh-huh.
Now, one of the things I'm going to bring up is I'm very overjoyed because we finally get to have you on the show. But one of the things that you've done, and you didn't, I don't know if it was intentional or unintentional, but you were marketing yourself quite well before it really became popular, because you weren't basically debasing yourself to show your capability or to show how you were doing well in promoting yourself. So, you know, how did you come up with that? Is that something that is natural to you?
What, promoting myself?
Yes. I mean, because you've done it in a format that's actually successful.
You know, I don't know. I'm outgoing. I'm a social butterfly. Ever since I could talk, I've never shut up since then. And I'm just, I don't know, I'm out there. And just, well, it's true. My father would argue with me to teach him how to talk, and, well, boy, he learned his lesson. I don't know. I'm just outgoing, and I like to get out there, and I like to share, and I like to chat, and I guess it's just, you know, being very sociable.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I was really happy about is when you were, you know, when you were doing what you were doing, it was never taking away from any other individual. It was always a positive, and I don't want to say spin because you were just being yourself, but it was always a positive outlook on what you were saying. And everything had something to do with the sport in general, the sport as a whole, and also the sport as it should be growing and going into. I mean, like, do you sit down and plan that? I mean, because it's so enlightening to see that happening on somebody. So like I said, we've been Facebook friends and social media friends for more years than we've actually been in physical, like, knowing each other. But when I met you, I knew exactly what I was looking for. When you hit the stage, it was even better because you have that charisma, that basically, and that stage presence. But I know that takes a lot of work, and it's not an easy thing, even though you might make it look that way. Where does the balance come from, and how do you keep yourself so together without falling apart?
I'm trying to think of how I want to word this.
Take your time.
You have to find your center. You have to find your center every day. Every day. I find my center every morning before work in a quiet space. It prepares me for the day. So I find my center every day, and that allows me to get through my day, no matter what it is. So that's how I keep it together. As far as being on stage and all of that, I'm terrified every time I get on stage. I'm always nervous. I try to flip a switch as soon as I hit that curtain and come out. My very first show, I didn't smile. Not one inkling of a smile. It cost me a pro card, my first show. I was terrified.
Oh, my gosh.
And and I'm still terrified every time I hit that stage. But it's different now. So now I try to come out with a little bit of a, you know, I don't know, a different personality. And then as soon as I get back off stage, it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just did that. and as far as the sport, there's a lot going on in natural bodybuilding and you know, people talking and people leaving. And I don't want to see people leave, and I want to see the sport grow. I don't want it to be, you know, a bucket list item for somebody. I want the bug to bite, and I want them to love it and enjoy it and share it. And it, it's it's sometimes difficult to help promote it without being a little confrontational sometimes, because you have to do that in order for change to occur, because people don't really like change, so they fight it. But if somebody squeaks enough, if somebody's willing to stand up enough and not shut up like I was taught to do, then maybe somebody will listen and things will get better and they can be amazing. The competitors are awesome. Everybody gets emotional, you know, sometimes at shows and things like that. But there's no reason to ever not be positive about fellow competitors or, you know, a show or an experience. We all have experiences where, oh, well, something didn't go perfect, but nothing ever does. Not all the time, anyway. So I don't know. But I take a minute and step back and breathe, and you know, you just work through it. Nothing's that deep that it can't be fixed.
And there you have it. I mean, and all of that is just, I think, beneficial when you just keep life in general in perspective, because it is a balancing act about so many things: work, kids, careers, dreams, goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
Getting gas, going to the grocery store. I mean, all of that stuff. So, I mean, sometimes you do have to take a step back. I'd say, if I can speak, take a step back, breathe, and then just get back in it, because, you know, we're all part of life. We are in the middle of it. So you just got to keep moving, got to keep going. And, you know, eventually it's all going to work itself out and catch up. And we have got tons of questions coming up here, and I'm going to get to them. But before I do, I just want to take a second that I'm glad you brought up the point of, you know, because so many of our listeners have been watching you and following you. And Dale has said that he has seen some of your tea walks and thinks that you hold the stage with style and grace, and you do. But I like the point that you shared, or the fact that you shared, that, you know what, even though you're a pro and you've got all of this experience and you're going up against the elite of the elite, you still get nervous, you still get scared. It is not first nature to you to get up on the stage and do the things that you do. And I think that's normal for so many athletes that, you know, that the audience and spectators just don't realize. They think, oh, well, you know what? They were made to do that. That's in their personality.
Yeah.
It's not in my personality. I could never do that. But what do you folks need to understand is the things that we do are not necessarily in our personalities to the point where it's first nature for us. For
not
example, you know what? Crystal doesn't like heels. I love heels, but I don't love the T-walk aspect of competing. I don't, and it's hard for me, and it's something that I really need to work on, and I keep working on, because that's not first nature for me. I'm all about, I'll get out there and quarter turn as long as, you know, the sun is up until it comes down. But the T-walk, oh, it's just so nerve-wracking for me, and I wish it weren't. I wish it were just like natural and I would just get out there and woo, and it's my thing, but it's not. And it's hard for me. So if any of you are out there thinking, oh, I could just never do that, I could never compete because that's just not me, well, it could be you. It could be. You just haven't tried it yet. So, you know,
yeah,
if you're feeling a little intimidated because you think everything you see athletes do comes natural to them, it doesn't come natural to everyone.
I think a lot of people, a lot of women, it doesn't come natural to us. Even some competitors who are natural on stage, like in a dance setting, the T-walk may be easy for them, but getting out there in a two-piece, it is not the easiest thing in the world, and we do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. You push yourself, and you see what you're capable of, and it's amazing what you think you can't do, but you so can do it if you just
mm-hmm.
give yourself that chance. It really is. The stage is so exhilarating and so much fun to be up there. And I'm with you. I could quarter turn all day, but that T-walk, oh, good Lord.
And you do it so well, but, you know, it just comes with A, loving the stage and loving the sport, that aspect of it. So you do what you need to do and you just continue
exactly.
to work at the things that, you know, they might be, they're not your favorite thing, but you know it's part of it. So, you know, you try to make your weakness your strength. So that's
exactly.
definitely, you know, it's just perspective. So moving, getting back to all of our listeners, Lily wants to know how you hate heels, but you walk so well in them. And I think that falls right in line with what we were just talking about.
So I practice a ton. The second I go into prep, I practice and practice some more. It's nonstop. And it's funny. I thank you very much for the compliments of walking well in the heels. I actually think I'm awful in them. I critique myself when I get off the stage all the time and I look at the mistakes I make and I think, well, I really need to improve on that. It's really just a matter of practicing and getting comfortable in them. And my little trick to feel more steady in my shoes, I wear one, my shoes have straps, but I still feel like I'm falling out of my shoes and I just don't have a really good grip. So I put the Dr. Scholl's gel inserts in the toe of my shoes and it just makes me feel like the shoe's more part of my foot. So that's my
okay. So no, that's actually a good tip, and it's probably a lot of ladies out there being like, oh, why didn't I think of that? On my shoes, my strap is completely tight. That's how I feel. They're not going to fall off. I'm probably going to cut off my circulation one of these days, but I keep that.
Don't say that.
Totally. Yeah, don't say that. Knock on wood, right? But that's how I have my comfort level.
That's how I was wearing my heels. And 2 years in a row, as soon as prep started and I started practicing, because I wore them so tight, the strap broke in practice.
Oh.
Thank God it wasn't on stage. So I always have 2 pairs of heels now, and I don't use the last hole on the strap. I use the second to last so they don't weaken so easily.
And that, you know, and that brings up another great point. So I'm going to digress for just a second. So it's always a good idea, ladies, especially, to have extras if you can, if it fits in your budget, if you've been able to get an extra set of shoes, an extra suit, if they're broken in, you know, so you can switch back and forth. I haven't seen anyone's shoes break during competition, but I have seen plenty of posing suit fails. And,
yep.
you know, it's good to have, you know, a sewing kit in your bag, but I've seen a lot of emergency repairs going on during shows. So it's always good to have a backup if you're able to. So I'm glad you brought that up also.
No, absolutely. Doubles are always, always wonderful. Definitely always have a sewing kit with you.
Yep. Yep. So just little things to think about, especially first-time competitors. And if, you know, you can't always have 2 sets of everything, but if you can, it's a great thing to work towards. Moving back to our questions here, and they keep rolling in. Crystal, Brenda wants to know how your kids feel about you being on stage in a bikini.
My daughter is almost 25. She doesn't mind that I'm on stage in a bikini, but she definitely wants nothing to do with the lifestyle and thinks it's a little self-absorbed. My son, on the other hand, he will be 22 next month, and he competed in his senior year of high school. He actually competed in his first show, which is the show that I promote in September. He competed in physique, and he loves it, and he's supportive, and he's been at my shows when I've won my pro cards, and he brags to all his friends that his mother has abs. He loves it. He thinks it's great.
Oh, that's awesome, awesome. Now, jumping to the other hat, so you were just talking about your show that you have coming up, and we'll definitely want to hit all those details for our listeners. But from that point of view, Kyle is wondering, of all the bickering that can exist on that end of the world, has caused you enough concern to ever want to throw in the towel?
No. I have once or twice over the 5 years that I've competed. I took a full off season, a full year off, so I've competed 5 full seasons. I have said once or twice I was going to hang myself up. It wasn't due to the bickering, just more frustration with inaccuracy in judging criteria. So it didn't have to do with the bickering, though. I can, whatever I can do to help the sport along, it's my mission to do. It's too important. It's natural bodybuilding. Yes, it's a hobby. But my God, what an amazing, healthy, lifelong hobby that promotes everything good about what we want in our lives. Quality of life, longevity, health, getting off the medications, not having to see the doctor as much, not being hospitalized, less disease.
True.
You know, promoting healthy eating and showing the next generation that that's all possible. I know plenty of people that have finally gotten back into the gym and lifting and been able to come off of medications, injections for rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis never kills you, but by God, the injections sure do. They cut your life short. Mm. So I will stick to natural bodybuilding and help promote it until I'm blue in the face. And I think it will. I think it's just going to take some time of some people really just speaking up and willing to fight the good fight, to be the tip of the spear and say, you know what, I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to talk behind closed doors. I'm going to be the squeaky wheel. And, you know, sooner or later you have to address it. So I think the bickering will stop eventually. It's just going to take time, that's all. There's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. That's the problem. I think it'll come together. I really do.
Well, you know, there's a lot that basically had to be weeded out, and I think that's what we're going through now, because anytime there's a big success, there's going to be a lot of fallout from it, because, like you said, a lot of people that are used to doing the tried and true want to keep things a way that's comfortable for them, but it's not growing the industry in the slightest. And it does, you're going to bump heads with a lot of the old guard, I guess the best way to say it. But that doesn't mean they're
absolutely
wrong in their thinking. They need a better way to look at it. So I guess,
absolutely.
You know, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you. I completely agree.
Yes. And there's going to be times where, like you said, because you do have to make that stand, it might not be the most popular thing, but if you're basically a person that's dealing with progression and handling change, it's a lot better for it to be in your hands than to someone who's basically trying to stall everything out and keep things from progressing. It's a tough call. I mean, let's be honest. And you being a promoter and on both sides of the industry, you have to have a better view of it, and it has to be a broader spectrum of what you're dealing with on a daily basis. But it can be done, and I'm so thankful that you're so willing to try, because that's where the industry needs to be, and it is about health and fitness. If we don't go in it and in a healthy and fit way, then it can't be successful, because we don't have the drugs to basically fall back on. If we're not basically all in to the natural lifestyle, then we will be bumping heads with a lot of basically our own ideologies and destroying ourselves from within, and that's neither healthy nor fit. So, you know, kudos to that. And I'll pass it to Des, but I don't want to, you know, get too far behind on this question.
That's quite all right. Crystal, why don't you go ahead and share your thoughts you have?
No, I completely agree with that. I mean, it's not going to be an easy road. It's not. And it's going to take some time, and people have to be willing to, you know, stick it out and be in it for the long haul. You know, Kaylin was talking about, you know, we don't have the drugs and all that to fall back on. I know a lot of the competitors are getting frustrated in the industry, and, you know, they're trying their hand at the other side. I don't want them to, because once people, you know, go over to the other organization, they get people talking in their ear, and sometimes people make bad decisions, or they get ideas of grandeur that, oh, well, if I compete over here, maybe I'll get noticed, or maybe I'll get this huge sponsorship, or maybe I'll make a bunch of money, or maybe I'll get on TV. It's not going to happen. And even if it did, is it worth it? Me, myself, I could probably do well at a local level if I competed in another organization. I don't even want to say their name. I won't. I won't give them my money. And I would get creamed at a national level, because I will not ever do drugs. I quit smoking to get healthier. Why would I do a drug for an aesthetic purpose? And I've got a 21-year-old kid who looks up to his mother. He's watching what I do. What's he going to think if all of a sudden I start to, you know, get really muscular and my legs just pop out all of a sudden? You know, so there's bigger things to think of, it's than just, you know, bodybuilding. It's our health and our families and things like that. But the natural bodybuilding world is going to thrive. There are plenty of people who care and they're trying and they're doing what they can. I think it's going to get better when more competitors are willing to speak up and be heard. And that's what I've been trying to get a lot of people to do. But people are afraid that if they speak up, they're going to get, you know, blackballed, that they will be affected when they compete. And I know that that's possible. I don't know if it's happened to me. I can't say for sure. I don't care. I have said publicly in many different forums that I will continue to talk and help and speak out, and if I get blackballed and I get scored down, then I do. I don't care. I'm going to do me, and I'm going to do what's right and try to help, and my son can respect that, so I'm okay with whatever the result is.
I mean, and that's good. And, you know, your kids are continually paying attention to what you do, regardless of what that is in outside of this realm, in this realm. And I would even say the same. I mean, I have an 18-year-old son, and now he's interested in talking about wanting to compete. And I want to make sure, as you do, and as I know so many athletes out there do, that when we do have other people taking an interest in what we do, that we want to make sure that they have the best environment possible to do it in. You know, and that they can have the same experience and fall in love with the sport for the same reasons that we have. And I mean, and let's not get it twisted. We fell in love with the sport just as it is now. And there's a lot of good things that are still there. But when things grow, and if there's ways to do things better, then there are growing pains, and that's just that. And so, you know,
absolutely,
what? That's how we look at it. And it's not always fun to be in growing pains. A lot of times it hurts, whether it's physical or, you know, any aspect of your life. But it is what it is, and the end result is always better, right? So,
absolutely.
You know, just always want to make sure when we talk about these things, you know, that our listeners don't walk away, well, they're so negative about it. Well, no, it's not that we're trying to be negative, but this is real talk, and we say it as it is, and we understand the stage of where things are, and we're still here, we're still in love, and we're still going at it. So, that's just kind of how it falls together. All right. More questions. Crystal, Sheila wants to know, how hard is it to do a prep and promote a show in the same year?
Oh, God. It stinks. it does. It stinks. So I have promoted 1 year I wasn't in prep, and 2 years I was. I've been promoting 3 years now. When I am in prep, to promote a show, you're running all over your town, you're putting posters up, you're talking to business people, you're looking for vendors and sponsors because you want the best for your athletes that are on stage. So you're all over the place. You're constantly networking. Mind you, you're in prep, which is fine. But it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of legwork. You're running around. And then come show day, well, I don't just promote it. I also run a team with my boyfriend. So, of course, we have clients that are in the show. So the day of show, for whatever reason, the 2 years of the three that I've been promoting and prepping, the day of our show happened to have been the start of peak week. So, yeah. So to be stressed out, running around like a chicken with your head cut off for the show, plus for your clients, and you're supposed to try to get all your food in, it's really difficult. And I usually have somebody that kind of babysits me. Otherwise, I don't eat. And then I get very dizzy and nauseous. And if, once I reach that threshold, there's a time span. And if I go past 3 hours without eating, I get sick and I just don't recover for the rest of the day. So I've learned to have somebody kind of babysit me and say, hey, Crystal, have you eaten? Can you sit down for 5 minutes? And so that's worked out pretty well, but it's very stressful, and I'm managing it. I'm learning little tricks each time, so we'll see. This 2018, I'm not competing, so that'll be easy. 2019, I'm coming back, and we'll see if I've learned anything.
Time will tell. Time will tell. All right. So while we're talking about eating and food, Melody wants to know how you get through the holidays diet-wise. She is hearing all the family food, the family talking about food, get-togethers with traditional foods. She knows they're coming, and she's feeling mighty weak, she says, with seeing the list of goodies that she's going to have the chance to eat. How do you deal with that?
Okay, so the way I prep, I track my macros. I also, for me, I know that I can't get through Christmas, Thanksgiving, or my birthday in a prep. Those Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. So I compete in the fall only, and my last shows are before my birthday. So I steer clear of that. Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, Valentine's, things like that. You just have to have a focus, have your meals prepared, and if you're tracking macros, then you find something that satiates you, that satisfies your palate and your cravings, that you can fit into your macros, and you eat that when everybody else is eating all those other little goodies that may tempt you. If somebody, you know, like for me, the winter holidays, I can't do a prep over winter holidays. I would fail miserably. So for somebody who those are the important holidays for them, I would recommend maybe competing in the fall and prepping in the spring. And then that makes it easier.
There you go. And just a different take on it. Instead of, you know, trying to really tackle those tough food situations, manage your prep schedules and your competition schedules to a degree where you don't have to be as strict during those times, that those are really important family times that are going to be hitting you. So, all right. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, guys, sorry, we're running out of time and we still have tons of questions coming up. Let's see, one more. Mark wants to know, how do you approach new challenges?
Approach what?
New challenges.
New challenges of any sort?
Yep.
I'm type A, so I approach everything as though I'm going to do it, period. There is no failure. And if I fail, I get up and I do it again. So there is no failure. I have to accomplish whatever I set out to do.
All right. There you have it. Well, and I know that we had a – I know I'm just kind of rushing through things. Sorry, guys. But we have kind of an abbreviated time tonight with Crystal. But I know with as many questions as we have coming back in, we're just going to have her back. Sucks when we have to have – people back. No, it doesn't really. I'm being sarcastic. I always love having people back. So, Crystal, if that works for you, we'll have to schedule another time to get you back on the show so we can get to more of these questions, because our listeners are just loving their time with you as well. We can work on that offline. But before we do, I do want to give you the opportunity to give shout outs to anyone and everyone who has been there for you through this journey thus far.
Ooh, that's a lot of people. I have a large support network of friends and friends that are family. Craig, my boyfriend, he's a huge support. He's there for me with everything. My team, although I help coach them, when I compete, they're my peers. They're amazing. Their energy and support, and just they make me laugh. They're awesome. Everybody at the ANDS, everybody that I come in contact with has been amazing in some way or another in my life. And I appreciate and love them all, and I love the sport, and I thank all of the promoters and the judges and everybody who helped make it possible. And I thank you and Kaylin for the opportunity to speak out and to speak up and to just share the journey with everybody and to maybe say something that hasn't been said before, hopefully. And to my son, who is my biggest inspiration for doing the best that I can every day.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Well, we just want to thank you for taking the time to join us tonight, and also to wish you a very blessed holiday season coming up. So I hope all of your favorite things, which I know will include the gym and natural bodybuilding. So thanks so much.
Hey,
and we will be in touch to get show two scheduled. Yes, Kaylin?
I would love to.
I look forward to it. I said she's already got Crystal in her life.
Awesome. All right. We'll get to it, my friend.
A very lovely Christmas.
You too. We'll chat with you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, gang. So we had a little abbreviated show tonight, and I know there were several questions and topics we didn't get to, but don't worry. We will get her back on, and we will roll through all the things that you guys are asking about. But the reason why we are cutting our interview a little bit short tonight is you guys know that we have had a little contest going on, and we are about ready to announce the winner this evening. So if you'll recall, Mark South was on the show. How many weeks ago now was it? Three or so?
I think it was three.
And he was talking about relationships and how to love a bodybuilder and be supportive of all of the aspects that go into the sport. And the love of his life is Tenneke Hardeman. And so, you know, we've had both of those, a couple of our favorite Aussies that have been on the show. Well, anyway, Mark was gracious enough to help us with a little giveaway. And, in fact, I believe we have him on the line right now. Mark South, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I am good. We are good. And so now that we've got you on the line, we're going to keep our listeners in suspense for a little bit longer, but we're going to have you fill them in on all of the great things that one lucky P4P Real Talk listener has just won.
For sure. And thank you very much for the opportunity. We're offering a full genetic analysis for someone. We predominantly work on epigenetics, which is over and above your genetics, what's active for both the response of your natural being and your body type. We give people a very clear understanding of their abilities and their talents, which differ from each body type, how the mind naturally acts, your social abilities, your qualities in the environment, as well as all the physical being, how your body is structured, what's your weak points, what's your strength points, what best exercises to do, what's the right food for you based on your current condition, a complete under 360, 100% understanding on your body as it is at the moment for utilization in any forum, social life, your own natural well-being, your sports field, everything. And that's, in a broad sense, that's the total package. And a database for you to continually utilize that gives you constant up-to-date information on where you sit and what your best recommendations for you are at any given time, in any given location.
Wow. That's a lot to offer. I mean, I'm really, really just thrown away. I mean, blown away that you could just be that giving. Considering it's Christmas, God bless you on that. But it's just amazing that, that kind of offer is even out there for people. And thank you so much for using our show to even do that. So, thanks so much. And without any further ado, I'll pass it to Des, and we'll take it from there.
All right. So, Kaylin, can we get a drum roll or some kind of, momentum-building special effect?
Sure. Let's do the, what is it, the Jeopardy?
Do 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 do. All right. So, without further ado, our winner is who successfully hashtagged O'Kellen on a Midwest Muscle video is Anya Kucharski. Woo! Clapping, yay, excitement, confetti, balloons, yay! Why am I the only one cheering? I know there's two other people on this phone with me. Come on, guys, let's hear it.
All right.
Cheers. Excitement, yeah, woo! All right, so Anya is our winner, and we are going to get her connected with Mark. And the hope is that once her full analysis is complete and maybe she spends some time following the recommendations that were given to her, we'll get her and Mark back on the show and just talk about the process, what her recommendations were, and how it's been working for her. What do you guys think about that?
Yes, before and after.
Before and after.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Yeah. I tell you
what.
I'm sorry, Mark. What were you getting ready to say?
I think that will be excellent. We're extremely well prepared for the lucky person to really make an impact in their life, dependent on what their current situation is, whether they're active or whatever their inspirations are. I think that's great for them to think over the Christmas period as to what they want to be. We would like to upgrade the offer for someone to have this at their fingertips on a lifetime basis, and also to give some consideration as to how they're currently prepared and set up in the gym. Tanika would also like to offer some of her time to help the person really elaborate and to put into practice exactly what the physical side of it says, so that everything is really well focused on what the person wishes to achieve in their life.
Wow, now that is exciting. I don't know. You guys probably thought, what are Kaylin and Desiree trying to do here? What is this? What are these shenanigans? They're not really giving away anything amazing. Well, sorry, folks. This is not April 1st. We were totally giving away something so amazing, thanks to Mark and Tanika, and now Tanika and his team. And so I am totally excited to see how this all plays out. Now, in the meantime, Mark, if somebody's like, dang, I got to check this out now and see what this is all about, where can they go to find out about what Anya has the opportunity to embark on?
The easy way to do it is to go to www.ph360.me and to look over the site. The site is a professor's site. It is the most up-to-date medical research that's being presented to everybody there. They can contact myself at masouth2015@hotmail.com or Tanika_Heinemann@hotmail.com to have all inquiries are at no charge to have more information, but that's certainly the way to go, is to the direct site and to look at everything that's on offer there.
All right. Very awesome. So I just want to say thanks so much again. I'm super pumped. I'm only sad that I did not qualify for the drawing, but that's okay. Because this may be something that I know, and Mark and I have had some discussions offline, that I may be looking into for myself and for my other half as well. So we will just continue to see how that plays out for our schedules. But, I mean, literally, I think this is an awesome opportunity. So I'm so glad to be able to watch, like all of you guys who are listening as well, how this is going to unfold. So super exciting. And wow. So just thanks, Mark. And thanks for taking the time to call in with us this night and be part of our winner announcement.
No, I mean, thank you very much for the opportunity to do it. I mean, the main intention here is not necessarily as a business to get revenue. It's to give people, one, the knowledge that is out there within the medical industry that is 100% natural, and to give people an understanding of their own physical status, that instead of us looking at challenges, we can look at our own natural abilities and just thrive from there. So again, thank you very much for your platform to be able to reach out to more people.
Hey, no doubt. We love to share the message on natural health and healing and just vibrant life in general.
Yeah.
But before we let you go, yep, Kaylin, throw it in there. Whoop.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it. But before we let you go, Mark, we do have a question. Britt wants to know, how do you and all the Aussie, well, not all, but I guess we'll limit it to you, how do you celebrate Christmas in Aussie land, he's asking?
With family. That's the main thing. It's a very, very big thing for us. So there is plenty of food. Okay, it's the right food. There is plenty of socializing. There is sharing the time, catching up with friends. Not so much looking over the year, but looking forward. Christmas is a huge time for us in Australia. It's absolutely baking here in Australia. It's like 35 degrees. We will most definitely be at the beach on Christmas afternoon, predominantly nearly all day. Boxing Day, it's a very, very big occasion for all Australians.
All right. Very awesome. So thanks so much. Have a great evening, and we will be in touch with you very soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. I'm sorry. I think we kind of lost him there a little bit early, but I know that he's super excited for this opportunity just for the very reasons that he stated, so very passionate about just health and knowledge and getting it in the hands of the people. So I think this is going to be a super awesome thing to watch unfold.
Oh yes. I'm looking forward to it. I know that I don't know. It's Christmas. And I'm feeling the spirit. I really love that he was able to do this, and he couldn't have timed it better. I mean, it's not like we planned a Christmas giveaway. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just threw it out there, and then it worked so well. So, you know, God bless him and his family. And I know he's got the intelligence, he's got the background, and he's got the information that needs to be processed and promoted. So this is, I mean, it works out all the way around.
Yep, it sure does. So with that being said, our last show before the holidays, how are you spending your holidays, Mr. O'Patterson?
My thing ever since Black Friday has basically invaded Thanksgiving is to make sure I've been more family connected and socially involved without the social mediums. And I'm not saying that we should do away with that, but, you know, Crystal and I were talking offline before she had come on the show about, you know, how she keeps herself well-rooted. And one of that is basically to always keep people in mind and not just, you know, the ones we're connected to, but the ones we're actually around physically. And there's an importance to that, and there's a balance to it. And, you know, she's got it together, and I thank God for that. But I just also, it was just an affirmation to me to be more cognizant of doing that when people are around, you're actually engaged with them instead of basically holding a phone and with your head down. So, you know, that has been something that I've been praying and working on. And, you know, we all fall short, whether we want to admit it or not, and there's things that we need to work harder doing, and that's one of mine.
All right, awesome. Well, and along those lines, you know, we're excited about that family time as well. My mom just made it into the Des Moines area today, along with my nephew. So we've got plenty of family shenanigans that we're looking forward to. And, you know, we've made a conscious effort to go out and purchase some new board games and or puzzles. So we will actually have activities to do where we're forced to interact with each other. So we, too, are working on that plan to have more focused interaction, more intentional interaction that doesn't involve internet. So we're looking at into that as well. So hopefully we wish you guys all the best. Before we sign off here, Crystal is going to be back on Tuesday. And so we are going to be addressing your questions. I know several of you are wanting to know about her childhood. You may have seen some social media posts about some events that happened in her past, and she is open to speaking about that. So we will be talking about that on Tuesday. Primarily, you know, your sports questions, we're going to get to those as well. We'll probably hit those earlier in the show, and then we will transition to this area because I think once she starts talking there, you're going to be pretty much captivated and focused on that subject. So we're not going to try and bounce around back and forth from too many things and just kind of have or try to have a cohesive conversation. So with that being said, next Tuesday, hope you guys, whoever you're with, I hope it's a blessed time for you. And even if you're not able to be with all of those that are closest to you, you know what? I hope you're able to find peace that you are with them in their hearts, as I'm sure as they are with you. And we'll just be praying that you will be able to be connected one way or another with those that you love, if not physically, another way, and that you'll be able to see them sometime in the near future soon. So that's my holiday wish for each of you. Kaylin?
Hey, happy holidays. I'm just enjoying I'm just feeling the,
yes.
Just feeling the love. Yeah.
Okay. Can make we, her
doodle
can
love.
We feel a little more? Can we feel a little more opera before we go?
Negative one. Negative one.
Hopefully, folks, maybe we will get a whole chorus in there one of these days.
Oh, stop it. Okay, I'm going to have to go back in the record and get this worked out. Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, I got it.
Sounds good. All right, well, I do believe we have had the Snickerdoodle shout-out. So, on behalf of myself, Kaylin. Yes, you did. You had it, but go ahead. Do another one.
Snickerdoodle is Snickerdoodle.
Figaro. All right. On behalf of myself, Kaylin, and the boys from P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
With Snickerdoodle.